Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Got the full show back today. Good morning. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing? How was your Veterans Day?
It was glorious.
Yeah?
It was amazing. The night before was amazing. Like, I stayed up later. Oh. We joined a new gym.
Workout. Wow.
Colin had the day off yesterday, too.
Big happenings.
It was like, it made me question my life choices. Like, why am I waking up at 4:30 every day? Because this is amazing.
Yeah, so you can afford the new gym.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
John?
It was a very good day. And I was up at the same time, so I was sitting there going, well,
really?
I should just go in. But
do you never sleep in?
It's a rare occasion. It has to be a late flight back from a game, and then even then, I don't really sleep in because the kids are up.
What does sleeping in look like for you? Like, what time would it be if you really let yourself sleep in?
So yesterday I got up at about, I think it was 4:15, which is an hour later than I normally do. So I slept in.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. I normally get up at 3:20 and, you know, day starts. And
you're crazy.
Like for you, Heather. Like
I
you
slept
got kids,
in until 7:45.
Okay.
And that was late. We were late to get the kids to school.
Uh-oh.
But we all slept. Like the kids, we slept late. But that was my sleep in.
But like on a weekend.
7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I do have two little kids.
No,
I can't. I can't sleep in.
No,
they wake up around 7:30.
And I get up early because, well, for one, I've always been that way, so it's not. I know it's not normal. There's a lot of things about my life that aren't normal. A lot of things about me that aren't normal.
Mm-hmm.
But if especially when you have five kids. When you get up at 4:15 and they don't get up until, you know, for school at like, you know, 6:30, that's 2 hours of me time. Just me alone in the house with a cup of coffee, and it's wonderful.
So John today beat me in. It has been quite a while since John beat me here to get in. You were so bored with your day off yesterday.
Well, I mean, I was still in Ann Arbor, so I had the day off until 10.
No, but when I saw your truck and then I'm like, I walk in and he's hard at work. He's working on the power surge.
Oh, yeah.
Many, many developments this week.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of moving parts. But you know what? I do want to say this because I wasn't in yesterday. And the reason we had the holiday yesterday is for the veterans. And I would like to say thank you to every single veteran that has provided us the freedoms that we have right now. And you know, I know it maybe sounds cliche. Some gave all. That to me is it. Thank you so much. Your families are not just those that serve, but their families serve at the same time. And for those that are serving right now, thank you for your service.
It's well said. Yeah, we gave some shout outs yesterday.
Good.
And goes without saying, but yes, always good to emphasize.
Do you guys have anybody in your family that like significantly served?
Yeah, my grandfather was in the Navy. My grandpa was in the Army. My dad didn't, and obviously my mom didn't.
Well, my dad was on his way to Vietnam and they were a few weeks out from, they were already over overseas in Japan, and they were playing basketball, and he blew his knee out and came home. Oh, there might not be no Tom Milliken if that doesn't happen.
If not for a basketball injury.
Yes. And then my grandfather was a Marine in World War II and was on Iwo Jima.
No kidding.
He saw the flag happen.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a drill sergeant.
That's awesome.
Shocking. That's where he gets it from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he was calm, cool, and collected.
Damn printer won't work here either. My grandpa was in the Korean War. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have a little bit of... Yeah. Family stories to relate to.
Sure.
We have a double dip today. We will have the Power Surge and we will have Greg Palm. So we'll get to both of those as the show rolls today.
Yeah, and I have not given you guys a preview of the Power Surge, which I bet you guys can imagine there's a little movement.
Whatever you do will be wrong because there's too many teams for the Power Surge.
Sure. There's one team I'm leaving out, and I'll explain why. But I think you guys are going to go, what are you doing? Yeah. So that's
Tom. Was that impression of me or Tom?
No, that was Tom.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you is going to be
more whiny.
I can't believe you did that.
Rams need to be in there, John.
You guys made me sound like Tony Romo there a little bit.
Ooh, Jim. Can we just a quick aside? He's getting so much worse, Tony Romo, on these broadcasts. That is the broadcast I loathe the most right now. And that says something because we've had to watch Jonathan Vilma multiple weeks this season. Romo just starts a sentence and he has no idea where it's going. It just kind of ends awkwardly. And then Nance just asked, 2nd and 10, like just picking up wherever he's at. It's uncomfortable.
Stoney for 4 hours yesterday.
That's a fair point.
Wow. Yeah, sentences to nowhere.
Stoney's going to be in the rest of the week in middays, by the way.
Doug. Is he? Oh, okay.
Doug will babysit him for the next few days.
Oh, okay. Gator with the entire week off.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Well, Eagles week, taking Eagles
mid-week
week off.
Football. Yeah, maybe he's already on the East Coast. He's already getting ready for the Lincoln Financial Field.
Gator?
Yeah.
Decked out in Lions gear, fighting Philly fans all week. It's going to be great.
You guys are talking about broadcast crews. Quick, what happened to the Aqib Talib experience? Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay,
there
so
was a liking to him because of his rawness almost.
Yeah. I know I'm going to be off in this, but wasn't there a youth football thing that happened?
Yeah.
Which I mean, it wasn't on the level of Sanchez, but it was there was an altercation. There was a fight at a Pee Wee football game that I think it was originally his brother, and then he got involved as well. So
he got canceled.
I think so. Yes. That was the Aqib Talib experience.
Also, have you just looked at Tony Romo? It's like his face is more puffy and he just looks different.
Oh, now we're going to start analyzing what dudes look like?
He looks like something's wrong with Tony Romo.
Okay, he's getting older.
Is he doing the Sammy Sosa? You're not saying that, are you?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how we got onto Tony Romo, but...
You brought it up.
Someone did an impression.
You!
Oh.
It all started with me being whiny. I know.
Well, every day starts with me being whiny.
Yes.
But we'll keep the show rolling here. The other note we wanted to get into before we spend a lot of time on football was MLB free agency.
Uh-huh.
As we wait for the first domino to fall, Jeff Passan, ESPN, has Passan's perfect moves for every team in baseball. So, of course, I clicked on it and wanted to see what's the perfect move for the Tigers. And with a couple quick scrolls, you'll see he has Bo Bichette listed as the perfect fit for the Tigers this offseason.
Thoughts?
Well, infield bat, contact bat, younger than Bregman, numbers comparable to Bregman when you look at things like WAR and OPS and walks on base. Yeah, sure. If he actually... gets
to free agency
and doesn't come back to Toronto.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have a preference, Bregman or Bichette? Because they're very similar players. Bichette's a little younger and actually projects to be a little bit cheaper, too.
So I think it all depends on, and here's where they have the Tigers have flexibility in regards to how they've handled Colt Keith and what we expect from McGonagall. Mm-hmm. So if Bichette comes to town, he's probably your shortstop. Javi plays more center because Parker Meadows can't see a baseball. I mean, and I say that somewhat in jest because through 162, Do we think that Javi Baez really has great vision at the plate? And then you've got Colt Keith at third, and then McGonagall at second. Now, if you go with Bregman, you probably have McGonagall at short, Colt Keith at second, but it still puts Javi in center field. And occasionally, you know, a day off for Bo Bichette, sure. You bring Javi in, and then you do something else in center field. So, I mean, it's...
It sounds like they've got McGonagall in the, like, we'll find a way to get him here. He'll play third if he has to. He'll play second. He could play short. I don't think they're going to...
I sure as hell hope that they have the concept of, yeah, if he's really good and he's ready, he's got to be here.
My point is, and I don't think you're arguing this, but just so people understand, it's not like they're going to say, we're going to decide between Bregman and Bichette based on where McGonagall's going to play.
Correct. Because he'll figure it out. Either or. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, look, you know how I feel about Bregman, but I'm not going to be mad if it's Bichette.
So let me ask you this. If it's Bichette, if McGonagall is between, you know, short and second, you know, we've talked about Javi playing third. Like, why not Bichette at short, McGonagall at third, Colt Keith at second?
Sure.
To me, that seems like it might be your best mix. And this is without nerding out or going through a deep dive in whether McGonagall is your long-term option at shortstop or not.
Okay, I've looked at the report, okay? He's got soft hands, okay? He could play everywhere.
I don't know either what the scouts are saying, if he can play short for a decade or not, but I'll leave it to Caputo.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Is that the perfect fit? Bo Bichette? Or is it Bregman? Or is it somebody else? Who's the one target at the top of the list, the perfect fit for the Tigers in free agency? It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather. Here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan, and everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-to-verizon/.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Morning, 97.1. We've got a chance to win Lions tickets today on the show. Play Name That Lion in the 7 o'clock hour. Tickets for Thanksgiving Day against the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
That's a big deal. Got the Power Surge coming up at 6:35, and we will check in on how you're feeling about the Lions after Monday night's matchup between the Packers and the Eagles. Do that at 6:50. John, some ticket techs on our Tiger question.
Okay.
Perfect fit. Jeff Passan of ESPN says it's Bo Bichette, not Bregman, but Bo Bichette. And they profile as similar hitters. They're infielders, right-handed sticks, hit for average. Bregman walks a little more. Bichette makes up for it with a higher batting average, but both guys get on base.
Right.
And Bichette's a little younger and, in theory, more position versatile. Will he hit free agency? I don't know. Of course, Toronto could re-up him.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess he's hit free agency technically already, but will he go back to Toronto will be the question.
Right. And I mean, the position versatility, I mean, so shortstops, right? It's, you know, hey, once you can't play short, you play third. Once you can't play third, you play second. You know, you can play a bunch of those. And I think the only time that Bichette has not played short was actually in the World Series because he was coming back from that knee injury. He played second base.
Yeah. And he had big home run in Game 7 of the World Series. So it's not like you're looking at him going, oh, he's not a playoff performer. He's a 300 hitter in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ticket texters. Guys, isn't it kind of decision time with Colt Keith? You have to find him a true home so we could try to grow him into something. Or if not, he's the perfect guy you would use in a trade to help this team long term.
Well, hopefully, yes. I agree with that text. And hopefully, if you get some stability of everyday players, so you're not going through this entire rotation of, well, who's going to be, you know, second, third, you know, in terms of the batting lineup, but also who's going to play third base? Who's going to be your shortstop? Who's going to be your everyday position players? We had Gleyber Torres at second last year. I don't think he'll be back. I think he'll get something better than the qualifying offer that they gave him.
So I'm surprisingly to you guys, I think I'm pretty opinionated on this. Mm. I think it's Bregman and it's a no-brainer. Enough with this third base crap. I'm like, I'm almost in your shoes 2 years ago where you were so Chapman, you know, and then last year, we Bregman. I just want that done with. I think McGonagall will unlikely play third base his entire career. I think it's shortstop or second base. Javi then plays it short. Javi could potentially go to center if you move on from Meadows. I think it keeps the Tigers more versatile. Maybe
but if you
sign playing back to second.
Look, I agree with you. I'm not going to fight you on adding Bregman. You know how I feel about it. But if they added Bichette on a five-year deal, that also starts solidifying people anyway.
I agree. But my definite one here is Bregman.
Okay.
I just want to put this problem away. Put somebody over there that AJ's familiar with and be done with it.
Okay.
So what is nice is that this is even being talked about so that if you get strung along by Bregman again, you don't want to get down to that, you know, the 11th hour, and then all of a sudden he picks a different girlfriend.
So think about this. Passan says the perfect fit is Bichette for the Tigers. Of course, I had to see who he has Bregman going to. Dave Dombrowski and the Philadelphia Phillies. I've seen Bregman rumors with a Boston re-up.
Sure.
With the Mets. We know they've got the cash and the money and the wherewithal. And we know the Phillies have a hole at third base. So, I mean,
I think Dombrowski's going to go for it big time this offseason. Like, this is, you don't know what the CBA is after.
Right.
I think he's going to, they're going to just splash money everywhere.
Right, because they've got the bats. And how long are they going to have all those bats at the best of their careers? They're getting a little bit older. This might be that last year where they push all the chips to the center of the table for Philly. And for the Tigers, like, it's not a given. We thought that, you know, hey, we were right there with Bregman, lost out to the Sox. And sure, you'll be there again this year, but I don't think it's a given that he's coming to the Tigers. So you might be able to just force a decision if you're like, hey, Bregman, we want you. Here's our offer. And if you're not going to, if we don't want to get strung along, if you're not going to, we're going to drop out and we'll go get Bo Bichette.
Yeah, this is a tough offseason to predict because of the looming CBA thing. Like, I don't think, I think there's going to be a quicker signings this year. It's just kind of a hunch that once one team kind of does the first one, there's going to be a humongous follow through versus this thing lingering into February like it did last year.
How would you feel if they don't land any of these bats? They don't land Bichette, Bregman, Kyle Tucker, I don't think is coming here. How do you feel about the offseason?
I mean, it's clear they need to add a bat,
right,
preferably a right-handed bat.
Mm-hmm. If they don't add a top five free agent right-handed bat, I just think it's a failure. I do.
Yeah. Then what are you really doing? You're just going to roll it back third year in a row?
Because I've heard Rieger's kind of big on Naylor. He's a lefty.
Right.
Look, if he's the second bat, okay.
That's how I feel about it.
I mean, yes. Honestly, I just want an everyday bat. One that's not going to be in for lefties, out for righties, in for righties, out for lefties. I just want somebody that's going to be an everyday player
that we can
count on.
Bichette and Bregman fit that profile. Maybe right. Pete Alonso to a different degree.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But then what do you do with Torque, or is exactly one of them just a DH?
It complicates things.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the power surge first. Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So a teacher at Detroit Mumford High School has been arrested and charged with soliciting a minor for sex. Awful story. This guy, Jacob Sutter, is from Ohio, allegedly offered to pay an undercover agent who was posing as a child for sex. Tried to meet up with this child, was instantly arrested. Detroit Public Schools has placed this teacher on administrative leave, and school leaders say they're going to conduct their own investigation to find out if there were any additional victims at the high school. So far, they don't believe there are, but they're going to start investigating. His $15,000 cash bond was posted. He's going to be back in court in just a couple of days, actually tomorrow, November 13th. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It really is. Yeah. The Pistons City Edition uniforms are here. If you haven't seen them yet, they really lean into Detroit's heritage and history. The primary color is what the team is calling oil gray. And then they have teal, maroon, and sundial yellow.
The only thing I don't like is the yellow.
There's not a lot of it.
It's in the pinstripes on the neck and the sleeves. You're right. There's not a lot of it. I just would prefer it would have been white. I think it would have popped better.
It's a little modern flair.
Okay. Okay, calling me old again. Thank you.
See, I like the jerseys.
I do too.
I do like them. I'm just saying that's my one critique. I just don't like the yellow in it.
Well, watch the game tonight. See how you like it on the court, because that's where they're going to debut today's game against the Bulls. And then they'll wear the jerseys 8 times on City Edition nights.
Okay.
All right. Maybe the yellow will grow on you a little bit.
Well, yellow has grown on me.
We'll see. Yes. A Royal Oak woman was arrested after she crashed her SUV into an Ulta Beauty store during a police chase on Sunday. So police were first called to this report of this white SUV driving on train tracks. This was near West 4th Street and South Center Street. So obviously they started to approach the driver and they noticed that one of the tires was going flat, and they also saw a container of open alcohol in her vehicle. Well, when they then asked for her ID, she said, "No way," took off, led started a police chase, eventually lost control, crashed into this beauty supply store. And then when she was lodged in the store, she thought, "I can still get out of here." Started to like reverse and drive forward several times, rammed into a patrol
just
car.
Rock it a little bit more.
Didn't work. She ended up getting further stuck in the debris. And then she thought, you know what? There's still a chance for me to get away. Tried to flee on foot, but she was eventually arrested, identified as a 26-year-old woman from Canton. She's facing multiple felony charges, including fleeing police, assaulting officers, and malicious destruction of property. And she also had a passenger with her who was also arrested, but later released with a citation for having open alcohol in a vehicle. So yikes right yeah. there.
I mean,
yikes.
Going down the yeah. railroad, I mean, that could have ended really badly.
It could have. Yes, it could have. Yeah. A Texas man is accused of killing two men at a Shelby Township auto dealership in a dispute that apparently was related to a vehicle purchase. So this man, 46-year-old Terrence Sandals, was arraigned on Monday on two counts of first-degree premeditated murder and 13 other charges in connection to this shooting at Star Auto Sales in Shelby Township. It sounds like he was really upset about a vehicle. He bought a Hummer for $3,000 about 5 weeks earlier that apparently he thought was a lemon. He was upset about this purchase and went back to the store with, it sounds like, intentions.
A little expensive for a Hummer.
I was waiting for something like that, John. I knew that was coming.
Must have been an older model.
In time for the holiday shopping season, Eastern Market has announced the return of holiday markets starting later this month. So there's going to be 5 days of holiday markets that will kick off in a couple of days before Thanksgiving. So the holiday markets are in addition to the regular Eastern Market Saturdays. It's a time when you can go and get Michigan-made gifts, or you can go. The first is for Thanksgiving food shopping, which is going to be on Tuesday, November 25th. Then there's going to be one on Sunday, November 30th, December 7th, December 14th, and December 21st. Christmas tree vendors will also be out in the parking lot, so you can do all of your holiday shopping right there in Eastern Market.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, John has the task of ranking the top six teams in the NFL. Power Surge, 97.1.
Hey, after a steamy summer, you got to be ready for that first blast of winter cold. I think we felt it over the weekend and obviously into the start of this week. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical, you got to give them a call. They're going to do a complete furnace checkup to make sure everything's running properly. But probably the most important thing is that it's running safely. Right now, it's only $79, and I made this call yesterday because, yes, I did turn the heat on. That's $30 off the regular price. So call today because these spots are going to fill up quickly. And don't forget, Mastercraft Plumbing Electrical. They also do plumbing, electrical, and generators as well, all at discounted prices. So give them a call now. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Top six teams in the NFL.
Some movement. And I just want to go ahead and recap what I had last week. Philly was at number one. Indy was at two. Buffalo at three. Kansas City at four. Seattle at five. And Detroit came in at six. And everybody said, oh, Detroit, you're terrible. How could you possibly put them in? Well, I still have them in the top six, but not a lot of movement for Detroit. So we'll get to that in just a moment. The teams that were just on the outside looking in, Denver, New England, Green Bay, the Rams, San Francisco, Tampa, and I mean, it goes down the list. So I'm going to go with, I like to group the teams that are just out. And okay, these are ones that, like, we're trying to figure out how good, how bad are they in, they out, or are they just kind of there and they're going to be a first round exit in the playoffs? Baltimore, I think they're on the way back, 4-5 right now. They are in they put themselves in a dogfight with Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's in this same category where you watch them on Sunday and you're like, wow.
They're no good.
No, well, they're no good, but are they good enough?
And someone's got to win the division.
Hey, how about this? Joe Burrow started his clock, I think, a little bit earlier than most people thought. So within the next 21 days, they're going to have to pull the trigger and say, yeah, we want Joe Burrow for a playoff run, or hey, we're just going to go ahead and let you continue to get healthy. We'll see how close they can get within the next 21 days. San Francisco, are injuries starting to take their toll? And, yes. and it's so it's kind of the same thing with Tampa. Tampa 6-3, San Francisco 6-4. And it just feels like Baker Mayfield and that Tampa defense has done all they can to keep things on the track. And it just is, hey, it's going to be one loss here, one loss there. I think they're still both playoff teams, but I don't think they're going to be able to do any damage just because they just have too many years. Chicago and Green Bay. And we'll talk more about Green Bay and that matchup against the Eagles on Monday night, but Green Bay's 5-3-1, and I just love to laugh at the tie. I was kind of hoping that Indy-Atlanta game was going to end in a tie as well, just to laugh at the NFL for their stupid overtime rules. But Chicago at 6-3, how legit are they? They got some wins in there that you're like, should have been losses, but they ultimately won the game. And what is the point of playing these games?
You play to win the game.
All right. So those are the teams right now where we're trying to figure out the next group, the Chargers, Kansas City, and Buffalo. No, I don't have Kansas City in the top six right now. Buffalo drops out after the horrific loss that they took this weekend to the Miami Dolphins.
Yikes.
Wow. And the Chargers. That's another team where are the injuries just going to be too overwhelming for them? They're down to, what, their fourth tackle. We talked about that in the trade deadline. And Kansas City, the next couple of weeks are going to be big for them. They're going to go one of two ways. They play the Broncos and they play the Colts. All right, so we'll find out a lot about the Colts and obviously the Broncos as well, because Denver is that team that is just on the outside looking in. They're 8-2, and says somebody says, well, how can you have an 8-2 team on the outside looking in? Their best win is against the Philadelphia Eagles in week 5. Great win, but they have losses to the Colts and Chargers and no other win against a team that is above 500. Now, I just mentioned it already. This week, they've got the Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll get a chance to find out, is Denver for real? Or are they going to be a contender in that division? They lead the division right now. And obviously, Kansas City 5-4. So let's get to the top six. At number six, holding steady, our very own Detroit Lions. And we know this week they got the Philadelphia Eagles, so there's a chance to jump things up. And I said this last week, if they go and beat down the Washington Commanders, it's kind of like Michigan beating up on Central Michigan. It really doesn't do much for you. You're welcome. Fire up chips.
We're basically wearing the same uniforms as the Commanders, so there you go.
Yeah. And so number five, I've got the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Jackson Smith and Jigba over 1,000 yards. Sam Darnold is at a 71% completion percentage. Is he just become really good? I don't think he's great. Mm. Or is he just good? Mm. I think we're trying to figure out what Sam Darnold is. 2 years in a row, two different offenses,
yep.
two different coaches, all of a sudden you got to at least believe that he's not the Sam Darnold of the first, what, 6 or 7 years of his career.
No doubt.
And they, at the running back position, they've got a 1-2 punch, not as good as the Lions, but very similar in Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. Fifth ranked scoring defense as well. So that's how Seattle has gotten to this point. And you say, well, that's a tough division. You're right. We'll get another team in their division in here. But the number four team, the New England Patriots, 8-2, Drake May having an MVP caliber season, being sacked at a record pace. Now, some of those are on him, but not most of them. It's unbelievable to me that he is as effective as he is as a passer, having been sacked 35-plus times so far this year. So that's remarkable.
You get worried about durability with that, obviously, but guess what? Would you rather have him throw a pick or fumble it or take a sack? Sometimes sacks are good things, considering the circumstances. I'm going to tell you what right now. That was a playoff win for them last week. That looked like a playoff game to me. That team's built to win in the playoffs.
And how about this team, a 13-loss team last year, now 8-2? Okay, a lot of money in free agency. They've drafted well the last couple of years. But Mike Vrabel, I mean, we're looking at coach of the year. I don't know that there's even a debate.
Well, the team that you're going to probably have higher up may have an argument for coach of the year, too.
Possibly, yeah. But we'll see it. We'll see.
How they finish.
Yes. Number three, I talked about the NFC West, the L.A. Rams. Stafford, another MVP caliber season. I'm not taking another one for him, but I'm just saying, like, Drake May, Stafford, and Puka Nacua. He is top five in receiving, and he's missed two games. This dude is just going off. What a great start to his career. And I talked about the defense for the Seattle Seahawks. The second-ranked scoring defense for the Rams.
Yeah.
17 points a game. They are doing it on both sides of the ball. Look out for them. They're going to keep eking their way up. Indianapolis comes in at number two. Jonathan Taylor, he's having his version of the Saquon Barkley season from last year. So 2 weeks ago, a little bit of a down week. Maybe it was 3 weeks ago. But he is as dynamic a playmaker at the running back position because he's catching the ball out of the backfield. He is just dominant in the run game, and it is that offensive line. Unbelievable what they're doing. Number one, it's still the Philadelphia Eagles. And you could sit, look there and say, hey, that win against Green Bay, boy, their offense struggled. Offense is, you know, ranked 18-19 in the NFL, passing game with A.J. Brown. Ugly wins are still wins. And they have beaten the Chiefs, the Rams, the Bucks, and the Packers. They've played a formidable schedule, and those teams are good teams. Now, the Chiefs early on, and it was, you know, hey, not Rasheed Rice. It was the Bucks' first loss. The Rams, they played the Rams when Nacua was out for one of those games, but they've done what they've had to do to win those games. This week's matchups, we know Philly, Detroit. I talked about Indy. They're on a bye, but then they play the Chiefs and Seahawks and Rams.
Huge weekend coming up in the NFL. Peanut Gallery feedback?
I think Seattle definitely belongs in. You had them in at five. They're very tough for me to figure out right now. They have they're fourth in points allowed. You mentioned the Rams are second. This is going to be the tell week with them. They haven't beaten anybody. If you want to count the Steelers or Texans, you can do that on your own. I'm not counting that. They've beaten the Cardinals twice, the Saints. So I don't know how real they are. Smith and Jigba is phenomenal. He looks like he did at Ohio State the year before he kind of sat out. I mean, he's a machine. Still comes back to Darnold. But defensively, I don't know how good they are because of the opponents.
And that's going to be the question. But this week, we get a chance to see, is that defense for real? Because they are playing the Rams. We've got some great matchups in the top of the John Jansen power surge.
Yeah, it's so tough. Like, I think the Rams are the best team, but they lost to the Eagles. They had the field goal set up at the end of that game, and it got blocked and returned for a touchdown. But that's when I felt like the Rams should have won. I think they're playing better ball than the Eagles are right now. Rams beat the Colts, who are your number two team.
Right.
Like, but we are getting to a point where the NFC has three or four teams sitting at the top and anybody can beat anybody. I just like the way the Rams are playing both sides of the ball right now. Better than the Eagles are playing right now.
Well, and you look at what Stafford's done over the last 3 weeks. Like, it is remarkable. He is seeing the field. He is getting protected for the most part. And when you've got a receiver like Nacua, boy, you just, hey, if it's third down, you know he's going to Puka Nacua, and it's just nobody can stop him.
I think one of the telling things coming right now, and it's obviously health, is whoever in the NFC avoids having to potentially play the Lions and either the Rams or Eagles.
Oh, you're saying the bracket and the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah. I think somebody might have to play both, and that's something maybe to avoid. So if you're not one of those people who thinks the one seed is important, you know.
Well, and for all the Bronco fans who are,
do we really want to go to L.A. and Philly to try to get to the Super Bowl?
It's a great point. I'm just looking at teams John left out that you know, may have a gripe. The Broncos, but here's the thing. You got the Chiefs this week.
Yeah.
They beat the Chiefs, John. I have to imagine they'll go find their way in here.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Yeah.
The Broncos have played well against the Chiefs in recent years, especially last year. And I'll tell you what, if they somehow were to beat the Chiefs twice, the Chiefs might not make the playoffs.
No, not sitting at 5-4 right now. There's no question. It just depends a little bit on the Chargers and how sustainable is their 7-3 record.
Just think about what this says right now. We are just past the midway point in the NFL. Chiefs and the Bills not in the power surge.
Nope.
Patriots and Seahawks in the power surge. Who would have thought?
Yeah, and Indy near the top.
And Indy near the top, and the Packers not in the power surge. Yep. It's one of those years upside down. It's 97.1. Seven o'clock hour, we'll play Name That Lion, a chance to win Lions tickets for Thanksgiving Day against the Green Bay Packers. Hey, speaking of the Green Bay Packers, Monday night, watch them play the Eagles. John, mm-hmm. How did Monday night change your outlook for the Lions, both in division and for this week?
I don't know that it changed my outlook that much.
Okay.
And I say that because I've been talking about the struggles that they've had offensively. Now, a couple of weeks ago when Saquon went off, I felt like maybe they were starting to get things going offensively. They were getting the ball downfield. A.J. Brown had a couple of catches. We know about Devontae Smith. Saquon went off. But that seems to be more the one-off versus what they are offensively this year. And defensively, we know that they're really good. Interior defensive-wise. Jalen Phillips is going to add a lot to their edge. I think that we are, if Decker goes and Penei Sewell goes, I think we match up extremely well with them. The biggest thing for me, it wasn't what happened on Monday night. And it wasn't necessarily the blowout of Washington, but it was how the offense looked for Detroit.
Mm.
And it was Dan Campbell calling the plays. It gave me so much more confidence that this offense is more like it was last year than it was against Cincinnati or against Green Bay or any of the sputtering that we've seen throughout the start of the season. And so it wasn't necessarily Monday night's performance. And maybe it is more Green Bay is not the world beater that we saw in week one.
Yep. Look, 3-3-1 in their last seven games. Back-to-back games where Jordan Love doesn't throw a touchdown and has a turnover.
Yeah. And he's looked bad.
He's looked very bad. Green Bay's in third in this division right now. You know, I made me feel even better about this division. First of all, you're going to get Green Bay at home on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
A chance to really cement that you're the best team in this division. But I feel like they are right now. And Green Bay only enhanced my feelings. Watching them struggle and sputter and lose and seeing that the Lions are in first place when you wake up the next day. Yeah, that's a nice little boost. So on that side of things, I feel even better about this division. When it comes to Philadelphia, they're infinitely gettable this week.
Yeah.
You start breaking them down. They're 23rd in total offense,
right.
19th in total defense, Now, they find ways to win games, and they have a bunch of marquee wins. So this is going to be a slugfest. But I didn't come away feeling like this is some invincible reigning champ that, oh boy, the Lions are in trouble on Sunday. I didn't come away afraid of Philadelphia. Saquon couldn't get going in the run game again. Lane Johnson left the game with an injury. That's a huge storyline with a short week. Yeah, I mean, look, they could bring some pressure, heat up Goff, and we all know how things can go south. But I feel even better after Monday night on both fronts.
Right, and so the only red flag that goes up for me when you're talking about the offense ranked 23, and I've been talking about that as well. The defenses that they've played against and still been able to win, you're not going to have great numbers. They're not going to be NFL world-beating numbers.
Yeah, run through it again for people.
Their wins, Chiefs, Rams, Bucks, and Packers. What do we know about those four teams? They play really good defense. And the Chiefs, you could sit there and say, okay, well, they didn't have Rashee Rice. The offense wasn't clicking at the time. But Spagnuolo in that defense is really good. The Rams, I just talked about it. Number two scoring defense. They only allow 17 points a game, yet Philly was able to find a way. And I know it was a last-second blocked field goal, blah, blah, blah. But they did what they had to do to win games. And when you're in tight games for a defending Super Bowl champ, what do we know? They're experienced, and they know how to win those one-score, down-to-the-last-second type of games.
Because style points aren't going to matter on Sunday night. You just got to win the game, and that's what Philly's done a great job. Style point-wise, though, you'd point out, Kelce had that red zone drop into an interception.
Sure.
Does that swing the game with Kansas City? The Rams, it's several issues with special teams and the blocked field goal. With the Bucks, they invited them all the way back into the game. With the Packers, same deal. Packers have the ball with a chance to tie and take the lead at the very end. Eagles get credit because a lot of those games, three of the four are, well, actually two of them were road games, right?
Right.
Yeah. And look, I'm not trying to take anything away from Philadelphia, but I didn't come away feeling impressed with the way they played.
No.
But they win.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
And that's the thing. That it kind of reminds me of the Chiefs of past, where, yeah, this isn't going right, and what happened to Travis Kelce, you know, a year ago, and this and that and that and this, and then guess what? Win column.
Yep. Yeah, they're just right there. And that's why I said when I was doing the power shirts, ugly wins are still wins.
And they can win both ways. You know, that kind of looked like a playoff game, too, on Monday night to a degree. You know, remember the Packer-Niner playoff game a few years ago?
Yeah.
Ugly game, you know, but
I think Love had a stupid turnover in that game, too.
Yeah, it's a survive thing, though, and that's what the Eagles do. Mr. Philly here, though.
Well, fine. But maybe the bigger takeaway, then, is the Green Bay side of things.
Yeah, because that game was at home for them. It was in Lambeau Field, and the big knock on them was being able to play the same way on the road as they did at home. Now, they only allowed 13 points, so Green Bay's defense is holding up their end of the bargain. But offensively, they're just simply not. Jordan Love and the fact of the amount of injuries they've had on offense, it's reminiscent of the injuries we had on defense last year.
Right.
They don't have their top three targets in the passing game, and it doesn't look like they're coming back anytime soon. Now all of a sudden you're looking at it going, well, Jordan Love, if you're asking him to go out there and win games, have we ever thought that he was a quarterback that could just simply go out there and command the game and go out there and win it?
Nope.
No, but that's what they need him to do, and I don't think he's that guy.
Yeah, so maybe the bigger takeaway is like, yeah, you feel a little better about their chances on Sunday, but you feel a lot better about their chances of winning this division. 248-539-9797. We'll make some room on the phones and the ticket text. Monday night, how did it change your outlook for the Lions? For the division? For this week against Philadelphia. Tell you how to win Lions tickets next. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills.
but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.